Hold on to your hats, folks. This year's Status of the Social Security and Medicare Programs report indicates that Part B premiums are expected to increase by 50%. But before you get too upset, know that it is projected that 70% of the beneficiaries will not have any increases at all. And that's what we're going to talk to today on Finance Rules with Eganberger & Weiner's founding partner, Michael Egan. So, Mike, can you explain what's going on?
Oh, I definitely can, Hope. So let's talk about Medicare in general. So we've got Medicare Part A, which is the hospital bills, and you paid for that during your working career. And then you have Medicare Part B, which is the doctor bills, and you have a copay arrangement with the federal government on that in retirement. So, you know, you pay a portion of the cost for that plan, and that usually comes out of your Social Security check every month. As it stands right now, if the costs for that program go up, so do the costs for Medicare Part B. And that's what we're seeing for this upcoming year.
Okay. Now that makes sense. So we said earlier, 70% of people won't necessarily be affected by this, but 30% will. Who are those people that will be affected?
Okay. So let's talk about who's not going to be affected first. So the people who are not going to be affected are people who are already receiving Social Security and Medicare and are paying for their Medicare benefits out of their Social Security check. In addition to doing that, they also need to have income below $85,000 if they're single, or $170,000 if they're a married couple filing jointly. That group is in what we call the safe zone. Because Social Security did not go up this year, there's not going to be an increase in Social Security payments for 2016 because there was no inflation, they cannot pay more for Medicare Part B according to the government rules. The other 30%, though, is responsible for picking up that increase, and they have to cover the shortfall of that 70% who isn't paying it.
Can you give us some idea? There is a chart that we can refer to, which is on your website, and we'll give people information on how to get there.
Yeah, so initially the thought was that 30% is going to have to bear all of the cost increase. And that's what the rule says. Fortunately, since we originally wrote the article, Congress felt, because it's an election year next year, I'm sure that was the reason, that a 52% increase for that 30% group in their Medicare Part B premium probably would not be too popular. So instead, they lowered the impact. So it's a much smaller increase. To give you an example, what was supposed to happen was the average individual, their Medicare premium was supposed to go from $105 a month up to $159 a month. Now that group, the premium is only supposed to go up to $121 a month. That's a much smaller increase, you know, more like 11 to 12% instead of the 52% number that we talked about. But in essence, they basically gave us a loan because they're covering the extra cost themselves. And they added on, or what's included in that premium is actually $3.50 for a loan that we have to keep paying until the loan itself is paid off. So there's no free ride here, but there is a, let's call a stay of execution.
All right, and this chart, so that we can see exactly if you're in that 30% where it falls, that'll be on Eganberger & Weiner's financial news website. So we're going to post that front and center. And you referred to the article you had written. That is also on your monthly newsletter.
It's in the October newsletter, absolutely.
Okay, very good. So this is a work in progress, it sounds like. Things are constantly changing.
It is. I mean, the good thing is they're kind of set in stone now for 2016, but you never know what's going to happen for 2017. So that's why you want to stay informed.
Well, thank you so much for being our expert on Social Security and Medicare programs. We are talking to Michael Egan, a founding partner at Eganberger & Weiner, LLC. And for more information, please visit ebwfinancialnews.com and also check out Mike's website, ebwllc.com. So thank you so much for your time, Michael. We really appreciate your insights.
Oh, you're welcome, Hope. I enjoyed it.
You are listening to Finance Rules on the Incandescent Radio Network. We look forward to bringing you more interesting financial information soon. Thanks again, Mike, and we'll talk to you all soon.